It never fails. This is Dr. Robert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It never fails. I went to town yesterday and did a little shopping. Ellen's going to go to town and return the things that I bought. She just likes to return the things that I bought. She thinks that that's the most fun in the world. But yesterday when I went to town, I returned the things that I bought too. That she was going to return, but she didn't have a chance to return. But we always make our going to town experiences fun here, because when we drive 60 miles from the top of the mountain here down to the valley, we like to have some excitement. And so I was in a store yesterday, and this elderly gentleman, who was 80 perhaps, he was standing at the counter paying his bill, and he had a shirt on. The shirt said London, and I said, well, for goodness sakes, I said, I'm going to be in London in a few weeks. And he says, oh, how you going? And I said, well, I'm flying, of course. He said, well, do you know that there's a new airline starting in June that's going to have $800 one-way flight to London directly from San Diego? And I said, yes, I did hear about it, but the thing is, I'm leaving before then. He says, too bad, you know. And I said, yeah, it is. But he said, it's a new airlines, and it's going to be quite nice and quite wonderful. And I thought, well, thank you very much for telling me. I'm always interested in hearing confirmations on these things and hearing information about these things. And then I had sort of a moment of relaxation, and so I spoke kindly to the fellow. And we walked out the door. He had been telling me about, he'd been married from the Second World War when he picked up a girl over in London and took her out to a dance and married her. He said it was the best thing he ever did in his life. And he said, and they're still married and still happily married. Cool. And so I told him, hey, that's cool. And so we walked out the door of this store, and as we walked out the door, he had a beautiful young blonde lady on his arm. And I didn't think a thing about it. I just saw him going toward a car. And in the car was an old lady who was at least 80 or more, just really old, you know, laying there in the car, sitting in the front seat, you know, with her hands up, like just saying, you know, isn't there something that I can do, you know? And I said, is this your wife? And she smiled at me, and he looked at her and said, no, no. And then I looked back at him again with this beautiful young blonde on his arm, and I said, of course that's your wife. My goodness, you really keep him young. I mean, it's beautiful that you have this beautiful young wife like that. And the girl smiled, you know, a lovely smile, and he, under his breath, almost so I couldn't hear it, said, it's my daughter. But you see, in the space of such a moment or two, you can have a complete adventure. You can have a complete adventure traveling around the world, sharing airfare tickets, sharing information on wives and daughters and things and what have you. But you see, it's just so wonderful when you realize that life is to be lived and life is to be enjoyed every moment of every day. It's not how much you do in it, but how much you are. We have a Gertrude, our director of European affairs for the University of Healing, sent us an email, that she received an email from a lady who would like to come to our seminar in Maurer. And so Gertrude said we should tell her what hotels to stay at. Now, Gertrude's sitting right in the middle of Maurer there. She knows everything from A to Z about it, but she wants us to do this. Now, I think she wants us to do this because I think she wants us to realize what hotels there are there, you know, because I don't think perhaps we've ever thought about them. Well, we're looking at these hotels, and we're on the internet, and I said, Ellen, why don't you have the lady go on the internet herself and figure out what she wants to do, because she'll know what she wants to do. And where is she coming from? Alan says, well, I think she's coming from Germany to Switzerland. Well, is she going to drive, or is she going to take a boat, or is she going to take a plane? Is she going to take a car? Is she going to take a train? Is she going to take what's she going to do? How's she going to get there, you know? And so Anita said, well, there's a lovely hotel just across the lake from Mauer. Now, what you do in the hotel, it's a beautiful hotel, you stay there. You get up in the morning, you get on a train, you go down to the lake, and at the lake you take a boat, and the boat goes across the lake, and then on the other side of the lake you take a train from there to the old hotel. Well, no, it doesn't go. You got to take the train to where you get off, and then take a bus. And then the bus takes you to the schoolhouse that we're having our seminar in. The schoolhouse is next to the horse barn where we have our lunch. I mean, they feed horses and people there. And we've been there before. It's quite nice. And so I said, well, that's interesting. Now, so she takes a three-hour trip to get to the seminar in the morning. She's at the seminar all day long, having a great, intensive time of sharing. And then after dinner, she goes home. Then, about 2 o'clock in the morning, she gets up to get the train to come back in time to be with us for the next day, you know. And, I mean, I would think that she'd be smart if she'd just rent herself a mobile van and stay in it right in the school ground yards, you know. But, you see, you can have such fun as you play these games, and the fun comes when you don't take it for serious. If you take it for serious, then you're in trouble. Then things just don't work out right. But if you do it just because it's a joy, just because it's fun, just because it's magic, then that's what it's all about. Ellen goes to town, and we know we're in for a series of stories about how all the little children are geniuses that Ellen meets. I mean, Ellen doesn't know a non-genius in the world, including her grandchildren and everybody else in her world. And that includes us, too. You remember that now. That includes us, too. So everybody is a genius in Ellen's world. Now, in Sylvia's world, everybody has a compliment for her. Everybody she meets has something nice to say about Sylvia. How wonderful she is, how wonderful her hair is, how wonderful her body is, how wonderful the dress is that she's wearing, or how wonderful her smile or her attitude is. And Sylvia always has some nice thing to say to a person that just makes their day, and it's wonderful. Now, Ingeborg, she's another person. When Ingeborg goes to town, Ingeborg puts on her blinders. What do you call these things that a horse wears to keep you right on focus? So
blinders,
when
blinders.
So she is going from point to point to point, and she doesn't see anything anywhere around. She only sees where she's going. When Ingeborg goes in a store, in 2 seconds sharp, she'll have finished her entire shopping. Everybody else, it takes a couple hours. But for Ingeborg, she knows what she wants, she goes for what she wants, and she gets what she wants, and she's done. And Ingeborg can go home with go to the town with a pot full of money and come back with a pot full of money, because she's not interested in spending money. She's interested in doing what she wants to do, and that's it. No more. Ellen, she goes to stores, and she wants to see every item they have in the store. She wants to look at the top lines and the lower lines and the bottom lines and the middle lines and the outer lines and every line. For me, I do it differently. I go in a store and I take a survey of the store, the entire store. I see everything the store has. I make a mental picture of everything they got. So whenever I want something, I know right where to go. But the thing is, when I go in, I make this mental picture, and then the store is very cooperative. They're very cooperative, because every 2 weeks they rearrange everything. And so no matter where I thought it was, it's no longer there. Now I've got to make a new survey. And I make a new futile survey, because it's going to be several weeks before I come back, and meanwhile they're going to rearrange it again. And so it just, I guess, the survey for me is more of a realization of the type of things they carry. Because they do move things around. We saw, Ellen and I were looking at some carpets for the front door, and we wondered where they were, and we wondered where they were, and we looked and we looked and we looked, and we couldn't find them. Finally, I think Anita, you and I, we found them, didn't we?
Yeah,
finally we found him. And we found him in the most unlikely place, where they were demonstrating about what to put outside your front door. Not in the carpet section, it's beyond that. And it was very interesting where these things are located. I can see it right in my mind's eye, because I have that mental image of where everything is in the store. But I assure you, Sylvia, it's not there today. Because they moved the store. They moved the store. They moved from one place to another. A giant store, you know. And everything is quite different, but very nice. It's a lovely new store, but it's all in different places. But you see, life is to be enjoyed, not to be taken too seriously. And if you take it too seriously, then all the joy and the fun is out of it. Now, I got up this morning, and I had been in town, and I had work done on my computer, and the computer worked perfectly. Everything was in ideal shape, just wonderful. I got home, plugged it in, it didn't work. It didn't work. I plugged in my other computer, it didn't work. I did all these things, and Ellen said, maybe it's the thing on the roof. Maybe it's the electrical circuit. Ingeborg said, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Sylvia hasn't opened her mouth yet. She's too smart for that. And so who knows what it is, you know. And so I said something, and they said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I think I'm going back to bed. And they said, Herb, you don't do that. Well, why not? What's wrong with going back to bed, you know? I mean, there are times that you just leave it alone, you know.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the answer will come to me, because I am brilliant, I'm a genius, you know, and I'm allowing that to percolate now. I'm just allowing myself to be reminded that that's what I am, and not to think that it isn't going to work. Now, is it going to work?
Yes.
Okay. Go down and work it and tell me. But no, yes, it's going to work. And no, am I worried about it?
No.
No way. Am I having fun?
Oh, yes.
And is that the way to fly?
Yes. Right.
Right. So, let life be an adventure.
Yeah.
Whether it's going into the store, shopping, going to town, doing this, doing that. Our visit to town is a little more lengthy than some people's. We go 40 to 60 miles, depending on how far downtown we go. And other people, they go just next door. And I looked at the Fashion Valley Shopping Center, and just at the entrance of the Fashion Valley Shopping Center, on the side of the hill, straight up, 10 stories high, with parking down below, they're building a series of apartment houses. So people can just come out of their front door, walk across the street, and they're in the Fashion Valley Shopping Center,
wow.
One of the exclusive shopping centers of San Diego.
Yeah.
But from their hillside, they don't have to look at the traffic down below, but they can see the Friar Stadium, the Qualcomm Stadium, and they can see the river, and they can see the ocean, and they can see everything from up there, because it's quite beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's near where Daniel is.
Yeah.
And it's really quite out. Now, so their trip to town would be a walk across the street. And I'm sure that they'll have a beautiful overpass mall, the overpass thing, even for that. And I could, why not?
Yeah.
So let the people come. That's that many less cars that the parking lot in the shopping center has to handle. But there's always room at the top. Now, yesterday I parked at my usual place in the parking lot. It was right on the level with the stores I was going into. And I always have a parking place because I say I have a parking place.
Mm-hmm.
But I see other people driving around and around and around. And I think to myself, you silly goose. I have to walk down one level to go up two levels to where I'm going. Now, if I would park on the upper level, there'd be open parking. There's always plenty of parking up there that nobody parked. And then I walked down one level to the shopping center. You know, and I'm in the food court and everything else, and it's just beautiful. So, you know, I used to park out across the street because I like to be near the street, you know, Bloomington's there. And I'd walk in maybe a block to go to where I'm going. But silly. The further away you park, the nearer you are to where you're going. Isn't that interesting?
Good, yeah.
And, and there's plenty of spaces up there because everybody thinks they don't want to park on top.
Yeah,
they don't want to park so far away.
That's true.
And really, it makes no difference. Mm-hmm. It really is quite simple, quite nice. So, you see, there are lots of adventures you can have in life where there are no adventures, where it's really very simple. There's a little boy walking across the street in the fashion valley. And I was coming up behind them, and the lady was there. The little boy was, you know, just so tall, but walking just as good as you can imagine. She's just maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet tall, maybe 2 feet. And he was walking along, just the self-confident little guy, and he didn't pay attention where his mother was going. He just walked up those stairs, and he just went here and went there, and he had on his red suit. And no matter which way I turned this way, he turned that way. I turned in front of me. He didn't know I was back there, but you think he did. And then I turned this way, he turned that way. No matter which way I turned, he would turn, so he'd be in front of me. And finally, I just slowed down and said, okay, go ahead, kid, wherever you're going, you know. And eventually, he and his mother got to the door, and they went inside. But it was just so charming. It's just a little reminder. It says, what difference does it make? Take another 5 seconds, you know. And if somebody is blocking your way, if somebody is, and, you know, not purposely, that's just their nature to walk like crazy, you know. And he was so happy. He was looking at everything, and wherever his head would look, that's where the way he'd walk. You know? And it was just such a lovely experience to watch him. You know, he's so beautiful, and like I say, everything is such an adventure, such an adventure. I like the road bumps that are around the shopping center too. They have those bumps in the road. You go boom, 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 and I'm watching all these little cars go da 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 da. You know, they sort of flip up and down. And the people in the back seat get a rise for their money, but they know they're there. But me and the big expedition, I just go vroom, 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 vroom. You know, just float over them and float down them because it's heavy, and it's very nice. And I see all these big, beautiful cars, big, beautiful cars, big shock absorbers on them and everything, and sending the people up and down because of the bumps in the road. You know, there's so many beautiful experiences we can have in life if we just open our eyes to them and we count our blessings. And I had counted my blessing in Apple Store that the Apple lady was so helpful to me to do everything I wanted, and the Apple man was so genius to do everything. But it's like my beloved Daniel. The moment he leaves, everything turns back to where it was. And I've got to change that consciousness. So today, we put a new consciousness in motion, and the consciousness is all is in divine order, and all functions beautifully. Are you with me?
Yes!
Okay, so be it. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you.